you can join a gym, and I know from that first part of January till the middle of January, it's going to be hard getting on a machine. But after that, the people that kind of said, like, hey, I'm going to do this, they drop out. You can join a gym. You could be around the machines. You could be around fitness. You could look at all the YouTube videos. You could figure out all these exercises you're going to do. But if you haven't committed yourself to the process to get stronger, you're not going to be transformed. You can hang around the gym, but you're not going to be transformed. You have to participate. You have to deny yourself, and you have to become that person that works out. A lot of people treat faith that way. They attend church. They come to church, especially on the C&E crowd. We call it the Christmas and Easter crowd. They come then. They'll come on Mother's Day. But then other times, they don't necessarily come around. They know the Christian language. They know the churchese, okay? They may even know the Lord's Prayer. They may know Psalm 23. They may know John 3:16 because these are things maybe they heard or learned along the way. They listen to sermons. They sing the songs. They're around spiritual things. But Jesus never said, hey, guys, hang around me. Let's just hang out. Jesus never said that. Following Jesus means surrender. It means trust. It means obedience. It means a relationship. And it means letting Jesus actually change the direction of our life. So here's the question I want to ask you today. Are you simply present around the things of God? Or have you truly chosen to follow Jesus with your whole heart? And that's something that we have to do, that checkup from the neck up. Am I really following Jesus and trusting him with my whole heart? Because my second point, denying yourself, becomes that starting point. It says this, if anyone will follow me, you must deny themselves. And this is where it gets real, okay? So what does deny yourself mean? Well, first off, it doesn't mean to put yourself down, to self-deprecate yourself, to say, I'm no good. I'll never be good enough, because I can be honest with you, you'll never be good enough. I have gone into hospital rooms where the people were, you know, asking for a chaplain to come in, and I've prayed with people, and I've had some people look at me and say, you know, Pastor, I just hope I've been good enough. And, you know, I just say, you know, Jesus, you got to trust and believe in Jesus and his faith, and he's going to do what he says he's do. And inside, I'm thinking, I can tell you honestly, sir, you have not been good enough. But that's not what you want to hear when you're laying in a hospital bed about to die. But that's the truth. We don't want to face that, but none of us are good enough. I saw an illustration one time where they had a ladder, and they said, okay, if God and his righteousness is the top of this ladder, even Billy Graham, as good as he was and all the good that he did, he's not even on the bottom rung of that ladder. But we don't want to face that. We think, well, I'm good. But he says to deny yourself. It means saying no to being in charge of my life. When Jesus says go, I need to go. When Jesus says stop, I need to stop. Denying yourself simply means I am surrendering control. I am not going to be the Lord of my life any longer. Our culture says, follow your heart. Do what makes you happy. Hey, you deserve it. But Jesus says, forget all that. Deny yourself. Why? Because when we, our natural tendency and our natural self leads us to want to do what's good for us, it leads us away from God. Our eyes go off of God and go on to ourself. So for us, where are you still calling the shots in your life? Is there somewhere in your life you're saying, I still want to be in control? God, I give you all of this, but you know what? I am still going to be in control here. And maybe what is God asking you to say no to in your life? What is he saying? You know, I need you to deny this. It may be a habit. It may be an action that you've been doing. It may be some people you need to give up. What is God asking you to do to deny yourself? Because the third thing, taking up the cross, he says it's about a daily surrender. This is what it says. Take up their crosses daily. Daily. In Jesus' time, the cross was not something they wore around their neck. The cross was something they could see on a hill. They could see it on the road. It got so bad sometimes that one of the Roman emperors actually hung up on the cross a bunch of early Christians, set them on fire just to light the path to the palace. The cross meant something that was real to them. And when Jesus says, you must deny yourself and take up your cross daily, they knew what it might cost them. It meant suffering. It meant sacrifice. It meant death to yourself. So what is Jesus saying here? This is not easy. He is saying, to follow me requires daily dying to yourself, your old way of life. And I want you to put the emphasis on the word daily. This is not a one-time decision. I walked down the aisle. I made a one-time decision. Now it's over. No, it is a daily surrender. The truth is we never graduate from surrender. You never reach a point where you've surrendered enough. Every day you choose to do it your way or you choose to do it God's way. Either every day you do either your will or you do His will. It's like waking up every day and looking first thing in the morning when your eyes open up and say, you know what, today I choose Jesus over myself. Every single day. What does daily surrender look like in your life? What does it mean to you? Where have you been trying to follow Jesus, maybe in your faith walk, without total surrender? You know, I'm just going to do these things. I'm going to read more devotions. I'm going to do more prayers. I'm going to sing more songs. I'm going to do all these. I'm going to invite more people to church. And I keep doing these things, but I still have not surrendered my whole self to Jesus. Because that's what it takes. And the reality is you cannot follow Jesus fully and keep holding on to everything in your life. At some point, following Jesus is going to cost you. It may cost you comfort. It may cost you some control. It may cost you some relationships. It may cost you some habits that you had. It may cost you your pride. Salvation is a free gift from God. Salvation is free, but yet following Jesus is going to demand your life. And here's the paradox. If you look at verse 24, for whoever, he says this, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will save it. And that's the paradox. It means holding on is going to lead to loss. Letting go is going to lead to life. And that's backwards from what we think. Well, you got to hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on. So what are you holding on to that's maybe keeping you from fully following Jesus? You know, I'm holding on to this one thing. God, I know you're a God of grace and a God of mercy, and I'm just trusting your grace and mercy because I'm not giving up this yet. Having too much fun, or I haven't got it all figured out yet. Maybe finances, it may be a relationship, it may be your job, it may be something in your life that you're holding on to over God. I think even on Sunday mornings, and I know sometimes I don't want to say, like, hey, you need to be in church, but I want to say, you need to be in church. But some people say, like, well, you know, me and Jesus are tight. And Sunday just happens to be the only day, you know, I've been working so hard. Saturday, I stayed out in the yard in between the rain showers. I got all that done. I'm just too tired on Sunday. Oh, my goodness. We can't even give God one day a week. What are we holding on to? What is keeping us from denying ourselves and taking up our cross every day? Because this is an important text. Sometimes we skip over it. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for me will save it. What is Jesus asking for you to release? Because the fourth point, and this is the turning point for me, real life is found in our surrender. Jesus is not taking life from you. What he's doing is leading you to real life. And what does that look like? Here's what he's saying. When you surrender, you gain freedom. When you surrender yourself to Him, you gain purpose in your life. When you surrender everything to Him, you gain a peace in your life that the world can't understand. The lie that we believe is, you know what, if I surrender, I lose. I'm waving the white flag. I lose. I tap out. But the truth is, if we don't surrender to Christ, if we don't surrender ourselves and deny ourselves, we lose everything. Everything. All the things that we hold dear, we think that, okay, this is important, it goes away, it fades. We lose it. You hold on to your money. I remember the song I was teaching my elementary school. It talked about love is like a magic penny. If you hold it tight, you don't have any. But if you give it away, you get more love, and it just keeps coming around. And so I don't know how that works with a penny, but the idea is don't hold on. Open your hand, let go. That's why the United Way, it's at the end of that rainbow, is an open hand, a hand that's reaching out, a hand that's helping, a hand that's serving, a hand that's making a difference. And for us, we need to open our hand and quit clutching so tightly to things that end up not mattering. I'm going to hold on to my finances until I realize I don't have enough money for gas, or I don't have enough money to pay the bill, or I've worried about so much, I don't have enough, and I've got to keep having more and more and more and more, and you'll never have enough until you let it go and deny yourself, surrender yourself to Jesus, and then you have a peace. You find out you don't need all that. That He will take care of you, like we found out last week. If He's going to take care of the flowers and the birds, how much more is He going to take care of you? Do you trust Jesus enough to surrender your life fully? And what would surrender look like in your life? You don't truly follow Jesus until you surrender control of your life. I asked Steve if he would come up and play, and I want to give us an opportunity to come to the altar. And you don't have to tell me anything. You don't have to say anything to anybody around you, but I want you to come up and I want you to lay on the altar what God is telling you to lay down, to get rid of, to let go. Some of you may just end up doing it from your seat, but I really want you to engage in this. I want you to see what does denying myself, giving up total control in my life look like, because I want to fully surrender to Jesus and I want to take up His cross, and I want to do that daily. Jesus never said, hey, guys, come follow me, it's going to be easy. In fact, He said, in this world you will have trials and troubles, but to be of good cheer because He's overcome this world. This is what He said. He said, deny yourself. He said, take up your cross. He says, follow me, because the path of life begins with surrender. And so I want to invite you to come to the altar.